AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the 10th and final episode in season one of Life's a Draft, the podcast where we draft anything and everything. Each episode, we will each be drafting a team consisting of five picks for a previously determined category. Our website will be given at the end of the episode so you can vote for the best drafted team. The voting ranks will determine the drafting order for the next episode. After the draft, we'll pick our worst choice within the category and play a few games. Before we get started, let me introduce the fellas here with me tonight. Still getting back to normal from COVID and binge watching Superstore, Birdo is here.
Yeah, I feel dirty admitting that, but it's true. Superstore on Hulu, I can't stop watching it.
Is it good?
It's okay, but I'm too lazy to look for anything else. I just hit resume and it's there.
Is that a side effect from COVID?
Yes. Loss of taste, actual taste, and then taste in TV shows. But what are you going to do?
This next guy wonders why his favorite football team doesn't have a name or mascot yet, and he co-owns Full Throttle Landscaping. First timer on the podcast, Bo Mar is here.
Mars Rule, baby.
Oh, boy.
I had to keep a tally of that, too. That was Robert. Almost in my intro. Eating candy as his air quote research for tonight's episode. Shine is here looking puffier than ever.
That boy's room.
Wintertime, ladies, get yourself a chubber.
Chubber. I was having a conversation earlier today about what the worst like rap names begin with. Is it baby, Lil, or young?
Lil.
And we were saying a baby, and then I found some rapper named Chubby Baby, but it's like Chubbie, and I was like, why would that be your name? Da Baby, Lil Baby. Young baby, chubby baby. It's terrible.
That is terrible.
Next up, plotting ways to break a certain Sixers player's legs before leaving for an adult weekend in Asheville, North Carolina with his wife. J-Cat is with us.
I hate Ben Simmons, and that is the guy who I don't like. We can bleep that out later, but I would fight him. He'd probably beat me, but I would fight him.
Probably.
What if he hears this, Jacob?
Well, tell him to bring it.
If it's the fourth quarter, he definitely won't beat you because he'll just stand and do nothing.
He wouldn't do anything. He would just show up at your house and just stand there.
Yeah,
he's got a day off to do it.
In a fight, and he'd be like, no, I could be just like Giannis, except I'm not nearly as dynamic and I don't have a work ethic.
Sorry, guys. Football betting season has taken a turn for the worse for this guy, which means the only option left is playing the Squid Game. Diltz is probably ready to go tonight.
Could be last time you see me. Squid Game starts tomorrow.
You're ready for that red light, green light.
You already got my replacement on today, so.
Work, home, work, bad Dolphins football, good Bucks basketball, and repeat is Catman's life until he leaves the Great Northwest in about 7 months.
Not counting days or anything, but 7 months, boys. I'm back to civilization.
And I am your host, Eric. I just returned from Maine on a late anniversary trip, did some hiking, lots of driving, and we're ready to wrap up season one of the pod. So let's get to the results of last week's episode. In sixth place, the only comment. This was a toss-up between proud sponsor and this team. Wayne's World and Caddyshack are awesome, and what I think of as classic SNL cast member movies. I'm surprised by the lack of more classic/older cast member movies, which were hilarious. I have to say that I watch Groundhog Day every year, love it, and my son could barely talk, but loved chanting, toga, toga. So this team gets my pick. With 6% of the votes, Movies in a Van Down by the River, Dilts is in sixth place.
I was like, how could I possibly lose to that team?
That's brutal.
Yeah. Dilts, anything to say?
I'm looking forward to the Squid Game.
If you go back-to-back Airhead picks, that would be unbelievable.
Your last pick and your first pick. I was
thinking about that.
That's pretty great. All right, well, not doing that much better in fifth place with 7.2% of the vote. Movie comments included, I hate Adam Sandler. And like she bleeped Bin Laden. Votes included because it was Mean Girls Day recently, and I really like Mean Girls. I know I'm a guy, but I like it. I am in fifth place. Everything is awesome. 7.2% of the votes.
Was Rich G the one who commented about Bin Laden?
Yeah, obviously. In fourth place, comments included, Waterboy sucks. All solid flicks. Tommy Boy and Hot Rod are just too good. Waterboy I've watched a lot in the past 2 years with my kids, too. You can keep, we're the Millers. J-Cat, fat guy in a little coat with 12% of the votes. Fourth place.
So I'm so excited that Bo is on this time and Waterboy is mentioned. Because I need to ask him if he remembers going with Josh to watch that movie in the theater. And his brother was embarrassing. He was laughing so hysterically throughout the whole movie. Like, it was like he was just, I don't even know, like out of control.
Coming in third place with 14.5% of the vote. Not many comments, so here's your one. Love Caddyshack and Animal House, and Happy Gilmore has golf in it, but who are you going to call? Well, Baby Jesus and Eddie Murphy. Would have thought twice if Stripes was an option. Who are you going to call? Catman, 14.5% of the votes, third place.
So it's me versus grown-ups?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to last.
I told you, grown-ups.
Dude, man.
All right, so overwhelmingly, the top two vote-getters, we had 25 and almost 35% of the votes by these two people. In second place.
I'm so tired of coming in second place.
Comments included, top to bottom, the best lineup, no duds. Tough choices here. Went with what I thought the best films were top to bottom. This was a tough one. So many great movies. Ultimately, it came down to this. Garth, what do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're going to hurl? Wayne, I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. But if you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be. Second place, Mitchapalooza, 25.3% of the votes.
Congrats,
please. Yeah, boy. Yes. It's about time. Thank you, America. Thank you, Germany, Australia, and everywhere else we have.
Don't forget the Belgium voters.
Paper.
Belgium gets a big shout out. And that means,
with his first victory with an astounding 34.9% of the votes, is Rule Breaker. Comments included, best selection of movies. Why was Step Brothers picked first by Movies in a Van? ... Terrible. Anybody remember writing that comment?
Was that Katie S or Katie B?
That was Bo M.
Was it Bo M or B-Mar?
Bo-Mar, I want to be able... No, wait, stop. I want to be the first person to be able to thank personally via Zoom you for voting for me.
I voted for you, yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Other comments included for Blanchine. Movies you can rewatch. Love all five. I regularly quote several of these. Grown Ups, Austin Powers, Happy Gilmore. Can't beat that big three. I disagree with that. Adam Sandler and Mike Myers are the goats. And when thinking about my answer before I saw the choices, some of these were the first to pop in my head. So I made a quick decision and I'm sticking with it. Winky face.
Love that.
Blanchine.
Winky face.
First right place victory.
Next time I vote, we allow him to pick teams that aren't like actually allowed and then disqualify him after he drafts his team.
Well, after the fourth time, yeah, you might have to be breaking a rule there.
The rule breaker.
I needed to break rules in order to be team name rule breaker.
That was your master plan?
That was my master plan.
Houston Astros, a place to draft.
So what movies should we have drafted according to the voters? I want to list what they said. Again, I think these are movies people just think of it or like, oh, hey, there's SNL people in that. I don't think some people would have drafted these, but movies include Blues Brothers, Three Amigos, Stripes, less Adam Sandler, A Baby Mama, Trainwreck, Trading Places, Deuce Bigelow, Black Sheep, MacGruber, Megamind. The entire draft is disrespectful to Eddie Murphy, Big Daddy, Fletch, Ladies Man. People are all about Ladies Man, like it's good.
That is not wrestling.
Superstar, Beverly Hills Ninja, Vacation, Wedding Singer, Stripes. Fever Pitch, apparently someone missed that off the list. Grown Ups 2 and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No Bringing Down the House?
No, didn't see that one. Didn't see that one. So before, as we're wrapping up episode 9, episode 10's draft is, it's that time of year. Halloween is upon us. It's time where we all raid our kids' candy buckets for the goods. Or if you don't have kids, you're just handing out whatever candy's left over. You eat the scraps. We are drafting the best candy. Best candy. So we got 7 drafters this week. Shine, start us off with your first pick.
So all before right. I so do
Shine, this. Bro, Catman, Bo, J-Cat, me, and then Dilts. All right, Shine, first pick. I don't think I have to ask, but you never know.
Nope, you don't. However, I need to ask how this is going to work because I'm not even going to like – I'll just say. Basically, my pick is going to be a Reese's candy.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick – the best Reese's candy out there is the Reese's peanut butter egg. The egg –
I 100% agree with that.
The egg just – dominates the peanut butter cup. However,
I concur.
Is this going to be one of the variations where if I pick the cups, someone else is going to come in and pick the egg?
Or yes, but I would argue the egg is an Easter candy.
That's okay.
But the Christmas
candy, you can do the pumpkins. They have
the pumpkin and the Christmas tree is the same consistency. So yes.
It's the same thing, just a different shape.
So, Blanchard, in the first pick, you're going Reese's egg.
Wait,
No. Let me just say. I didn't say that. I was asking what the rules are going to be.
If we let you pick egg and then we don't pick peanut butter cups, we will get blasted like that peanut butter cups were not picked. So I would say pick cups and nobody pick eggs because I never even thought about picking a Reese's egg.
This is why you shouldn't get first place.
They're two different candies.
Thank you.
They're the same exact candy. One is just more peanut butter.
Different forms.
Thing. Different ratio.
It's the exact same composition.
100%. There's more peanut butter in a egg.
It's not even close to the same candy. First of all, can I draft the tree? And the Reese's peanut butter, you get two of those things. You get to enjoy it twice.
Hey, controversy Jason, already.
You make your pick, Blanchard, and then we'll argue about it.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and just do the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Thank you.
And if you're a professional Reese's peanut butter cup eater, you pronounce it Reese's. If you say Reese's, I'll punch you in the face. And two, you put those things in the fridge.
Nah, he's going to find the voters. Put them in the fridge. That's overrated. I like them melty.
Nope.
That's a solid one, yeah.
Boys, here comes the controversy because number one was Reese's cups, number two was Reese's eggs. So I'm picking Reese's eggs, and you don't want to argue about it.
Wow.
I'll prove it right here on my list.
You should at least go with the Reese's pumpkin because it's Halloween. Okay.
I'm giving the thumbs down for the Reese's egg. I don't think it's a different candy. We're going to vote.
It's egg.
2-4-3. No Reese's egg.
It's fine. We all know Reese's eggs are fine. That's fine. Like they're part of the Reese's family. So with my second pick, I'm going to take a newer candy to this generation, but it is so good. It is a Take Five. Peanut butter. No! You got sweet,
Take salty, Five are good.
Soft and crunchy. There you go, boys.
I swore I'd get that. I ate four of them today. I'm not even joking.
Oh. Can't believe it's off the board this early.
Thought that was a sleeper.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's great.
So good.
Yeah. So good. Why would it be a sleeper? Everyone wants
three. The three packs that you can grab.
King size.
King size or three.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So great.
Here's the question, though. Do you eat the whole thing in one, like the whole thing in one bite, or do you bite it in half?
Two bites.
Well, if you're the crow cheese, you eat it one bite.
True. And if you're driving, it's definitely one bite.
Dang.
All right, Catman. Third pick.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
It's your number one pick.
Well, no, PB Cups would have been my number one, but Butterfinger's going number one.
I'd say that's a reach. Anyone else planning on even picking Butterfingers?
Not the first one. About Blizzard flavors bars for sure.
I like Butterfinger, but I think there's a counterpart that's better than Butterfinger made by Hershey's.
Mm-hmm. I agree, J Cat.
Me too, J Cat. Don't say it too loud.
It's a better
Butterfinger.
Yeah, baby.
It gets stuck in my teeth, Butterfinger.
Because it's from Hershey.
All
right. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Why is the peanut butter in Butterfingers like orange?
It's crispy. Crispy peanut butter.
Crispity, crunchity.
Peanut buttery.
All right, Bomar, first pick.
I'm going to take the number one candy bar in the U.S. and the number one candy bar in the world, and it's going to be Snickers.
Whenever Bo starts saying Mark Girl, you know he's hungry and he needs a Snickers.
All right.
All right, J-Cat.
Got a heavy hitter off already. All right, I don't care if it's left or right, but I just want a Twix.
Ah,
dude, left is so much better than right. I don't know what it is.
All right, I have a question. So I was going to pick this. They are infinitely better than Snickers. Peanut butter Snickers. They're little squares.
Yes.
With peanut butter, they're incredible.
They are good, man.
Is that available?
Yes.
The blue wrapper?
I'm all right with that.
The yellow wrapper.
It's like a golden wrapper.
Peanut butter, it's yellow.
Yeah, you're right.
Peanut butter Snickers are money.
The Snickers ice cream bars, by the way.
Snickers ice cream bars are good.
So good.
Peanut butter Snickers come in like perfect squares.
Yeah.
They're like the best bite ratio you can get.
And if you get the king size, it's almost too much. Like if you eat them all, it's like, dang, like I needed like three, not four. It comes like the four packets. They're money though. All right, Dilts.
I used to like the coffee Snickers. Have you ever tried that?
No. Nope. Why would anyone try that?
Man, they're good, man.
Never seen it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Buy some of those Snickers.
Right. Are those real?
No, definitely not.
100%.
Jacob. Only in Mexico.
I didn't say anything.
All right. I just Googled coffee Snickers, and the only thing that came up was like Coffee Mate, like Snickers, like coffee creamer. There's no candy bar.
Oh, my
that
came goodness. Up.
It's nothing that came up.
I know it's real because I've had it.
It's called the espresso.
There you go.
Dilts, finish out round one.
All right. I guess this is a perfect pick for me because Shine winning this last draft. I mean, give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Give me Kit Kat.
We are going to be in so much trouble.
All chocolate round one.
All chocolate round one. I feared this would happen.
And there's a There's a huge one out there that should have been a round one pick.
Six off my big board.
Mm. Todd.
All right, Dilts. First round. First pick in the second round.
That's because he was in last place, right?
I'll be right after him.
Give me peanut M&Ms.
That was my.
I was going to beat that in this round.
They are way better than regular M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
There's a superior M&M, so.
yes, peanut butter is. Or money, but I can't be taking that with Snickers. All right, so I'm going to get out of the chocolate game. And there's two gummy, like, you thought I was going to take that, bro, but I'm not. They are probably my favorite, but a close second are Sour Patch watermelons.
Oh, that was tough. Good.
All right, I got to tell you all a story.
They're so good. The sweet, the sour, then the sweet.
Just yesterday, I opened a bag of Sour Patch watermelons, and inside was a Swedish fish covered in the sour stuff. It was like hitting the lottery. And it was so good. It was so good. So I'm telling you, sooner or later, there's going to be sour Swedish fish, and it's going to be a game changer.
The only way I'll eat a Swedish fish.
People hate them.
I hate them.
Dude, I love them. The big ones are way better than the small ones. Just more like chew or something. More dextrose.
More chew. That chomp. All right, that take that.
What you want to do? Chomp, chomp, Catman.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to jump out of the chocolate game too. But I'm going to go with Old Faithful. Original Starburst.
What's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is it's cherry, actually.
Pink. No, it's not.
That's the correct answer.
No one
that's
likes
the correct answer.
And cherry.
Red's actually cherry, the worst one.
No, cherry orange and lemon together. Oh, man.
Orange is definitely worse because lemon hits you with that little
bit of sour. Actually pretty good. I hated it when I was younger, but lemon is good. Starbursts.
When you get the two pack and you get double pinks, that's the rest of the day.
Yeah, or you know, you get double orange. You're like,
no, just throw it away because you don't really want them.
Yeah, give that to my kid sister if I had one.
is anyone else's board just like decimated right now?
No,
yes.
So then you better have like 30 someone yet on that draft.
I wish I knew we had a guest coming. I only made 30 picks. So I
know I I definitely don't set it several
this
times.
This is the first round that we've gone through, and I'm like, oh wow. Cause usually like only one or two are gone.
Yeah.
But it's not looking good right now.
There's some big boys still out there.
I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah. Omar, what you coming in? What you got? Second pick.
My pick?
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Sour Patch Kids.
All right.
I wasn't going to do that, but I got to take them off the board.
They're good, man.
Just don't. I like them too, but I don't think they're better than the watermelons. I would.
What do you guys feel about the blue raspberry in there?
And they're sweet.
The blue ones aren't that
people
good.
Like watermelons either.
Yeah.
So oh, I agree, but the variety. Yeah, people are going to like kids more than watermelons, but I don't give a. You know for me.
The real big Sour Patch Kids, like the size of the big Swedish fish. Have you ever had them?
No, but let me tell you what not to have. The tropical Sour Patch Kids with the purple and the white, like pineapple colors, are awful. They're terrible. Yeah, man.
I got to get a chocolate again. Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
A little white chocolate action.
Get it, Jason Williams.
So I mean, I didn't have that on my list, buddy.
That's the first one that's not been on my list.
It's such that was on my list. Banging.
Well, you don't want to see my list right now. So that's where I had to pick something.
But, we're scrambling right now.
They're great. Hershey's Cookies and Cream is great. Dark Horse pick.
All right. I'm going to take another modern twist on a classic. So in the past, you had to eat this candy out of a box. Now it comes in rope form. I'm going nerd ropes.
Nerd, yeah.
The gummy in the middle just adds so much to it, and it's easier to eat. Nerd ropes for the win.
Nerds are not that good, but bro, you pick nerd ropes over the nerd clusters only because people won't know the clusters.
The nerd
clusters, they don't even compare.
The nerd clusters has like nerds dust on it. It's not a full nerd. I like the nerds on the gummy.
All right, Shine. It's been a while. You got two picks.
There's still some good peanut butter stuff out there, but I feel like I have that covered with the peanut butter cup. Peanut butter lover is going to choose me anyway. So I got to go different routes here.
Actually using some strategy this week.
I finally made it to the top. So now I don't want to give it up. We're just going to stay here. So the second round pick is going to be going non-chocolate and taking the rainbow. Skittles.
You would. Love the Seahawks.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch. Good job.
When I was a kid, I used to love Skittles. They hurt my teeth now because I'm older.
Yeah. My favorite was the blue bag. They were like the tropical.
Oh, so yeah.
Man. Great.
The blue bag was
berry bag.
Yeah, 100%.
And then, you know, I always feel like a nut. So my third round pick is going to be Almond Joy.
What?
You just shot yourself in the foot.
No way.
Yeah.
First the worst with Almond Joy.
I love Almond
Joy. He got peanut butter cups, so I don't think he can go from first to worst.
Look, y'all, you guys were hating on grown-ups, and look what it did. Almond Joy, Skittles.
That's a grease pick.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll still hate on grown-ups. All right, Shine, take a nap because it'll be a couple minutes before he comes back to you. Birdo, third pick.
I'm trying to figure out, do I just go with the best available candy or do I make a widespread of variety? But people just seem to pick their favorite. So I'm going to go with, I have two candy bars that are both great, but this one is just a staple. I can't believe it's still available because peanut butter and caramel are amazing. And we have I'm going to go with a Milky Way. Can I go with never mind. There's the cut.
So I shot myself in the foot with Almond Joy, but then you turn around and immediately pick Milky Way.
Milky Ways are better than Almond Joys.
Milky Ways are 100 times
better. No way.
Yeah. All day.
But I will tell you, the Milky Ways over time have changed and they put more coma on it now. Back in the day, it was like more like wafer or whatever that
fluffy. What's that other stuff, Bo?
I don't know.
How does everybody pronounce caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Is it
nougat, Bo?
Nougat. Chocolate malt. Chocolate malt nougat.
What was that? Somebody's duck was brought in. I heard a rant.
Somebody step on the duck.
All right, Catman.
I already got two candy bars, two chocolates. Chocolate. Going sweet tarts.
Chewy sweet tarts? Because those are banging. Regular.
No, just regular sweet tarts.
Not Razzles.
Razzles are terrible.
They're money.
Razzles are
so bad.
Are they dumb or not?
They're like a waxy something. They're pseudo.
Crap.
Rob, have you had the sweet tarts ropes?
No.
Oh, they're
so good. The white stuff in the middle.
That's on my list, son.
So good.
I'm going to look for them next time.
That's on my list. They're a Dollar Tree, right?
They're all awesome.
A blue pack. They don't taste like a sweet tart, that Rob. They're like chewy. They're not like sour.
They changed the sweet tart Valentine hearts, the mini ones. They changed, I don't know the ingredients or something, but they're different. They're not the same from what they used to be. And it like upsets me every Valentine's Day. Cause I try to buy like a bag of them, but they're different. I don't know what they did to them.
Upsets me. I hope no one's gonna pick the Valentine candy hearts with fax me on them. Necco wafers. All right, Bomar. Third pick.
People might hate on this in this group, but I think this is gonna be, people are gonna like when they vote, this is gonna be like a staple. And I'm going with Twizzlers.
No way.
Pull and peel or just regular?
Yeah, Eric.
Regular Twizzlers, but I will say the bite Twizzlers can't be taken. They're like the same, I think.
Oh yeah, the nibs, cherry nibs.
Yeah,
I almost took Twizzlers instead of Skittles.
Twizzlers aren't good.
I don't
mind. Those are bad.
It's on the list, but it ain't on my draftables. That's for sure.
Jay Cat yes. All the time. Twizzlers are on the bad list.
Yeah, they're not good.
What about the black kind?
What did you think the first time someone showed you that if you bit off each end of a Twizzler, you could use it as a straw in your Dr. Pepper?
I was like, well, that's not useful because I don't get enough Dr. Pepper to quench my thirst when I do that. So maybe we're saving turtles, but I'm not getting quenched. So
you got to switch to Red Vines then.
Ooh.
See, there you go.
Ooh, what if someone drafted Red Vines?
Just you can't trust anyone to draft Red Vines.
J-Cat.
I don't know which way I want to go here. This is I'm going candy bar. And this has so many wonderful flaky layers of different flavor. They couldn't even figure out what to name this thing. So it's just a whatchamacallit.
Damn it.
It's not where I thought you were going with that.
When you need a good bar.
I know someone you got an instant vote with. Someone who typically appears on the podcast.
Yes,
the only person I know eats those things.
Is there nougat in that?
I don't think so. I don't know. No.
Wafer? No nougat. It's wafer, caramels, chocolate, wrapped in a fudgy exterior.
I was just trying to crowbar the word nougat into this as much as possible.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever had a whatchamacallit.
Me neither.
Well, you got to try it, man.
They're good.
I thought for sure that was going to fall to me.
I will say I never had Big Five.
Wow.
Never.
Bo, you got to do some living tomorrow, here, buddy. You got to get yourself a Take Five tomorrow.
I just might.
I've been like inspired by these podcasts every time. Like after we record, usually a week after that, I'm either watching the movies, watching the shows, eating this, eating that. I don't know.
Watching Transformers while eating an Almond Joy and some Funyuns.
All right. I'm definitely taking this.
You picked Reese's and then you picked Almond Joy.
Wait, he picked what?
Reese's first pick.
You didn't expect a punch in the face coming soon.
Reese's.
I mean, there are a ton of people that hate coconut. I love coconut. I love Almond Joy. But there are a ton of people that hate coconut.
You just said before we recorded you were going to pick it. It's your favorite candy.
It might have been my fifth pick, not my third pick.
We've learned it doesn't matter, Bo, because grown-ups.
First pick.
Listen, I have been voting, and it does matter.
Transformers were the first pick.
What I like to hear. All right, I'm picking this now because I have a feeling Dilts is sitting on it, but they are my favorite. One of my favorite holiday candies. I wish they were around all year. They come in egg form. You either hate them or love them, but Cadbury cream eggs are the best. I love them. Cadbury scream eggs? All right. But Cadbury cream eggs are the goods.
That is.
How many do you have in your house right now?
None. I used to always stock hoard them, but they're just so expensive now. It's like, forget that. It's like $1.60 for an egg. You're like, are you nuts? They used to be like 40 cents. I just get a ton of them.
Inflation. Even after Easter, they don't like going through.
They go down. But now the stores are wise now. They try to like hold on to this stuff for like another week, like it matters. It's like, oh, we'll mark it down to 20% and then 80% the next week. It's like, get out of here.
When I was researching this, that came across the board and I was like, man, Eric's going to pick this. I knew you're going to pick it. I knew it.
They're the goods.
There's no way Dilts was sitting on Cadbury cream eggs.
I bet Dilts was on your board here except you.
No, it wasn't on my board.
Hey, you never know what people are, what you guys are thinking. So like, I can't be sitting on the goods. If I want it, I want it. Dilts, last pick of the third round.
This is just a basic staple. I don't know if you need a brand. I can give you one. It's probably the only one I can think of, but give me gummy bears.
Yeah.
Haribo.
You better go with Haribo. I was gonna say Haribo.
You can just take all their gummies because like they're cherries and it's all like the same.
And Haribo is not the best. I'm sorry, that is not. I'm a gummy bean, and that is not the best.
But you like brand. Albanese?
Albanese is number one in Black Forest.
Yeah, Albanese is really, really good.
How the ones you find at Marshall's?
Get at Marshall's. You can get that
like the best there. Gummies in the world, but some of them are not that good. They're like weird flavors and stuff.
Yeah, best gummies in the world come from that shady guy on the corner.
All right, I'm pretty sure nobody has this, but my list is decimated, so I'm just gonna pick it now. I'll be surprised if any of you have even had this, but give me a Kinder Bueno.
Those are good.
Wow, they're it.
But that's what they're called, Kinder. Is that the eggs, Kinder Joy?
No, it's like a.
That's a bar. Yeah, it looks kind of like a caramello, but smaller.
Yeah.
Caramello.
Dilts, are you trying to win?
I'm trying to draft so I can go to bed.
Kinder Bueno.
That's what Dilts does. He picks one that everyone's kind of
so
like.
So many on my list right now.
Half of us don't know.
Still not Almond Joy, though.
But he has one victory, so, you know, give him that.
So do you.
Thank you. I was hoping somebody would say that.
All right. I'm going to go with this one because it's different and nobody has anything like it yet. And I do like them. I'm going to go with Cowtails.
Oh, that's on my list, son.
On my next
that's
pick.
On my list.
Yeah, pick Bullseyes. But Cowtails are the goods.
It's almost as bad as Goatez.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, it's like the oxtail.
Yeah. Cowtails. There's so I have so many I still want to pick. It's not even fair. All right, J-Cat.
All right, so my next one, we're going to venture. Nobody has anything like this. This wonderful creation, whoever made it was very wise. They didn't know how many licks to get to the center of it, but it's got both a hard candy exterior and a chewy chocolate center, and that is a Tootsie Roll Pop.
What's your favorite flavor? Or I just call it color names.
Oh, my favorite is cherry.
Which is like the bright red, because I'm all about the maroon and the brown.
Yeah, that's the maroon is raspberry, right?
Yeah, those were that's the goods.
Blue's fire.
Green apple. Green apple.
What was the story with green the apple and the shooting stars?
It's terrible. Right. Isn't even a thing? You think of blow pops, boy?
Tootsie Pops.
Wow. Yes. I was completely wrong.
Orange. The blue's whack, bro. Is it grape? Is it blueberry? What is it?
They're all good.
Wasn't there something with the wrapper? You collect so many shooting stars on the wrapper.
Yeah, the Native American with the shooting the arrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what could you get luck. With that again?
It's got to be good luck one. Or something.
Yeah, you got a copy of Indian in the Cupboard on VHS. It's a great book, by the way.
All right, Tootsie Roll Pops. Bomar, fourth pick. You only got two
we
picks
only get
left.
Five picks?
Yeah, boy. It's
man,
tough, isn't
so
it?
Many on my list.
I told five, you. Boy.
I'm going to go with Nutrageous. Reese's Nutrageous.
It's a good one.
Oh, I can't believe you picked that. They are good. How could you have had a Nutrageous but not have to take five?
Because they've been around for about 15 years.
So longer. I have a question. Nutrageous so good. Is good, but they're discontinued. However, have you had the Outrageous? It's the same thing, but with Reese's Pieces instead of like.
I don't like the Reese's actually, Pieces, man.
What?
Nope.
Crazy. I wish that
Reese's
no
Pieces
one
in
said
the
that.
Reese's cups are just.
Oh, that's. Oh, especially the big ones, like the double stuff cups with the Reese's,
big cups,
Reese's Pieces.
It's unbelievable.
You know,
Nutrageous, solid choice.
You can't eat a Nutrageous without having a flake of chocolate fall off and land on your pants.
Stain.
Happens every time. I have pants with just like Nutrageous stains on them.
That's the same thing with Reese's Cups. When you peel the wrapper, it's the worst because a little piece always flicks off and then you don't know and you wipe your hand and it melts on your pants.
That's why
so
you put
true.
Them in the fridge first. Gets rid of that problem.
Never.
Still flakes off.
That. I ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Catman.
You can buy them in the stores from the like the fridge.
Nobody does that.
They do that.
It's probably money. I always forget to do it though, but I'll probably do it now.
And dry peanut butter would be like
right. That's why Blanchine's winning all the time.
You just take your dentures out.
Been going,
I need to after you eat a cold Reese's cup because you're like peanut butter is all dry and crusty.
We've been going fast and furious here for a while. Reese's
trying to slow it down.
Yeah.
Reese's.
And you did that only because he just said that out loud. My emoji face was the one where it's like eyes to the side and a kind of mad mouth going on.
Salt face.
After yes.
He was on his list. Right.
No one was gonna say that. Right. You guys had totally forgotten about the peanut butter.
To be fair,
he said you didn't want to pick a peanut butter again.
To be fair, Eric was texting me last weekend and asked me about a candy I had in my house, and I sent him a picture of a bag of Reese's Pieces.
I have one too. I should go grab it right now and start chowing down. There's no better excuse than the present.
Why would you buy Reese's Pieces when you could buy Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
You have to ask my wife on
it's
that
different.
One.
Crunch. You're going for the crunch.
More, about you? Yeah, more travel.
That peanut butter is not the same, though.
No.
You're right.
Fourth all pick.
Right. Looking at my list, I don't have enough gummy, and I'm going to go with the goods of a Swedish fish.
Or
that makes my decision easier.
Man, those are good, though.
Just go with the solid big. The big reds are the best ones.
Remember they used to sell them at Wawa individually for a nickel in the bag?
Yeah, next to the cowtails.
You drop down a quarter and you walk in with five Swedish fish.
Money. Drop down a quarter. Like flick it at the cashier. Like, Shine, last two picks.
Well, this one I can't believe is still here because I almost made it my third pick minus the Almond Joy. So for Bo, if we can just like switch how these are written down in draft order, I guess, since it matters.
Mounds.
No.
Hershey bar.
Fourth pick, Mr. Good Bar.
Trash. Well, that was on my list.
That's someone just say trash. Who said trash?
I think it's trash.
You put peanuts in like a crack.
Detroit. Hey, Mr. Good Bar.
All
right. You only eat them when they have the smidgens, and it's like those in the crackles are the ones left.
Now,
Shine, last pick. This is like the most difficult decision we've probably ever had. I have at least 20 picks still on my board.
I can tell you which one I want to pick, but I'm scared that no one's really. It's happened.
Right, so here comes either the grown-ups pick or the pick where we said you can't pick this. Let's see what it is. Which one is this?
It's neither. I promise you that.
It's the Reese's eggs. He's going to take both the eggs and the cups.
I'll take peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, they're really good.
No. Peanut M&Ms were gone.
Oh, peanut. Okay.
They are so good, man. They're the best M&Ms.
They are.
Yeah, you can't stop. Like, it's.
But he definitely messed up again. To two peanut butters are definitely not going to help.
No, nah, they're not the same. They're totally different.
Yeah, but help his team?
I don't know.
He already said it. He has the peanut butter lover vote until they see Snickers.
That's right, son.
I meant peanut butter Snickers, son. Yep. The one that I picked.
I think
all right, bro.
Cool that just
all right. Like I said, man, I think I got the Snickers. Back.
I feel like the fifth round pick is the hardest pick of all because we always have so much left and we want to, I don't care. I mean, I want to win, but I'm also, this is the Crunch and Munch pick of the week is a candy that it's really not that good, but I like it. And it comes with a toy. I'm going Pez.
No, it's terrible.
They're bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
I all right. That.
It comes with a toy right. Because they taste terrible.
They're all right.
No, they're good.
Yeah, they're the pinks.
The grapes.
No one wants grape anything, Kevin. Yeah,
you have any Walter
you lemon heads right and grapes or whatever they're called?
Pez?
How are you going to pick right, Pez when there's so much out there?
There is a lot out there, but it's all stuff that already, I similarly already have. So I wanted to, you know,
diversify your box.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I had this one for after the draft, like for an honorable mention. I didn't know it was going to be available or like I could pick it. But now since I know what we can pick, they're so good. I have to buy them every Easter. Starburst jelly beans.
Yes.
Not good, dude.
They are money. Like handfuls.
Yes.
Wait, the all pink bag? Like the all red pink bags or just all?
I'll take the general Starburst jelly beans, but the all red bag kidding. Is awesome too.
Bomar. Fifth pick.
Man, oh man. There is so much out there.
Oh, admit it right now. This is a lot harder than you thought.
Well, if you look at my list, I redid my list, and I feel like there's not even half crossed off.
Exactly. It's hard.
I'm going to surprise everybody with this pick because I think there are women that like this actual treat, I guess you could say. Peppermint patties.
Oh, gross.
Those are so good.
People love them.
Bo, that was going to be my next pick. It was tough, but I was going to take it.
Yeah.
People love them.
I did that because I'm trying to win. So, well, hey, if I win, is this like Jeopardy? I come back on and, you know.
Yeah. You're not winning with Twizzlers. Well, so the ones, the little ones that are
100%
like,
Twizzlers are top 10 candy. Top 10.
Yeah, get out of here. You know the peppermint patties that are the size of a 50 cent piece, but then they also have like the ones that are like big. Yeah. They're like in the wrapper. It's like multiple bites.
Those are good in the fridge, Shine.
What?
Peppermint patties.
I like my peppermint patties in the peanut cartoons. That's about how much I like those.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Solid. I have a bag in my freezer.
All right, J-Cat, treat yourself to the fifth round pick.
Treat yourself. This is hard. Got to get something a little different. This is going to be a very decisive pick and divisive, probably. Man, I want to pick it, but I don't think it's going to get many votes. So I'm going to go away from it.
Tortured right now.
I am, because I really like these. And for a long time, they were like the greatest thing ever. I'm just going to do it. I don't care. Whatever. It's, you know, throw caution to the wind. I like the Sour Punch straws. You guys may not remember.
Yeah, I know what they are, but
like sour fruit by the foot.
No, basically, it is like basically the inside of a Nerd's rope. Instead of being coated with Nerd's rope, it's coated with the same thing that Sour Patch Kids are.
Oh, yeah. They're a mess.
Oh, like, okay. That yeah.
Plastic thing.
Yeah. They come in a long container. Yeah. You get like 15 of them. You eat them in 30 and a half seconds. My fifth round pick is always something weird.
Yeah, it's the Crunchy Munch pick, boy.
They're banging, though.
There's just so much I want to pick. There's some chocolate heavy hitters that I really want to pick. God, I can't. I'm so torn. There's like four that I really, really want. I'm gonna take Mike and Ike's. They're just like one of my favorites. They're not gonna get me votes, but I just the regular green box. That's what I want.
Solid pick.
Wasn't a solid pick. Did you hear what you just said? They're not gonna get him votes.
You plop down an Almond Joy or a pack of Pez next to me. I'm going for that Pez every time, Landshine.
I'm telling you right now. You feel that way, Bobby. 10 people feel the opposite.
100%. I will say Pez was probably the worst pick of this draft so far.
I think we should have Bo on more. I don't know.
Just Pez is all right.
Can he be a forever, no more guest, just a constant? Can we throw Dilts off and actually just have Bo?
Poor Dilts.
Right. Whatever.
All right, Dilts, redemption, last pick.
Doesn't even stick up for himself.
Dilts is a fan favorite, man. People love Dilts.
Says who?
They don't vote for me.
They don't like his vote.
Funny.
They don't like your teams. They just like your presentation, your delivery.
Dilts is a wild card.
This one, I think I can group them because it kind of comes in three different chocolates.
No, you cannot. You can pick one.
Oh, well, whatever. The Lindt chocolate.
Yes.
Balls.
What? Yeah, Lindor's?
I don't know what it's called. The truffles. The Lindor truffles.
Give me those.
He said Lindt. He wanted Lindt.
Lindor. Lindt
chocolate is what he wants. Put Lindt chocolate down.
How can every podcast Dilts come up with these picks? That's unbelievable. Not bad. They're just like off the wall.
They're ridiculous.
If you don't even know what it is?
Somehow.
I also know tried
Legend of Zelda. You couldn't name four turtles. You tried to name four movies that had nothing to do with...
They broke the rules.
You may have won, but you sit on the throne of lies, sir.
J-Cat is quickly becoming my favorite.
Yeah, Dilts. Let's do it, buddy. Next season, we should do team drafting.
They're hand dipped by the
random
master picks. Chocolatiers.
Yeah, and somehow the outside stays like all solid, but then when you bite into it, the interior is like a molten lava cake of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
That's a great commercial. That's a great, too.
You have lived up to your sir, Dilts of Fire.
All right, Dilts, I don't know how many you have left on your board, but Dilts, what were some honorable mentions? Because I'm about to blow through a ton.
A bunch of more Dilts picks that I was going to maybe try to pander to European votes by getting Cadbury Crunchy. Maybe pick some candies to honor my late father. Like he always liked Milk Duds. He'd throw those in his popcorn at the movie theater. And that's just the thing we did. I don't know if anybody else does that.
Do it with snow caps.
And he likes Whoppers. I was thinking about Whoppers for that. Yeah. And also Caramello. just chocolate caramel. It's banging.
Yeah, that is so good. Bro, what do you think of when you think of Whoppers?
Well, you always get like one like dud. It's like dud. All gross on the inside. It's like
not there's hard. No crunch. It's all we used to call them pods, like alien pods, because you would bite it. And like it was. Oh,
remember when Whoppers used to come in like a milk carton?
Mm-hmm. Up, I think they still do.
Yeah, they think they do too. All right, some of the honorable mentions I had. I really wanted Three Musketeers. They're great. Mm. One of my personal favorites, Raisinets. I know people don't like them, but they're so good.
Money.
The melty chocolate and the raisins, so good. Airheads.
Not good.
100 grand.
Oh, now you like grand, 100 grand. What's that in Sal?
Gummy Lifesavers, I was just going to take. And then Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. I'm surprised no one picked, because that would probably get a lot of votes. And then I was going to pick Candy Canes, because Candy Canes are good. They're just not top five worthy, I don't think. Just so like me, a salad. Mint. Peppermint candy cane, not like those fruity, terrible ones.
Katie told me to when we were talking candy, and that this was the episode. She was like, candy canes. And I was like, that's so gross. No one actually eats candy canes.
Like eating toothpaste.
They make like candy cane creamer for coffee. Like
would anybody make Snickers creamer to Almond Joy?
But still, you got last place.
Gummy Lasers. Yeah, I have Blow Pops too, but mm-hmm. I won't say them all. Gummy Peachios, they're so good.
Gummy what?
The trolley Peachios.
The Peachios.
Yeah.
Bang it.
J-Cat, any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I have some honorable mentions of like that I would like to draft, and then I took a trip down memory lane with some honorable mentions of like the, you know, like dearly departed candies of our life. So just a couple of the ones that I was thinking about drafting.
Bone Splashers.
That's one of the ones, like the old school ones. They were great. But Rolos, the little caramel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I had Rolos.
I kind of wanted that. A Fifth Avenue bar, which is I like that better than Butterfinger, but I do like Butterfinger.
What is that? Toffee?
No, it's peanut butter.
Peanut butter. It is better Butterfinger.
It's got Hershey's chocolate over top of it. Snow caps.
Fifth Avenues are better than Butterfingers. You guys are all saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, putting it on the board right now.
They're thinner, right? The Fifth Avenues are thinner.
Yeah.
The peanut butter is not as thick. The peanut butter is like wafery, like breaks off well.
Yeah. Another one I was thinking about was Chewy Spree.
Yeah.
And my trip down memory lane. Do you guys remember the Cream Savers from Lifesavers?
Yeah.
Like raspberry cream, orange.
Orange and white creamsicle.
Yeah, hey, those John, things were money, okay. Dude.
What about do you like butterscotch hard candy?
What is it?
Like from grandma's house?
Yes.
Yeah. Like the strawberry ones?
Yeah.
Like you get strawberries.
Where did people find those? They're not in the store.
AARP magazine. You could get them by bulk. That's the only place, I swear.
With the charm sour balls.
Yeah, exactly. And like some novelty type stuff. Fun Dip, Ring Pop. And candy cigarettes.
Lucky Strikes.
Omar, anything that you would pick if you had another pick?
One of my favorite candy bars, and I didn't pick this, but one of my favorite candy bars is dark chocolate peanut chews. Does anybody like that?
Wait, is it like special? Peanut chews are dark chocolate, right?
Peanut chews.
It wasn't like a brown wrapper, chocolate. Right, Bo?
Peanut chews
are it's like peanuts in it, and they're usually like hard, right?
They're it's like peanuts in it, and then it's dark chocolate around it, but it's got caramel in it also, or something.
That's like
it's so good.
Possibly nougat.
possibly.
So, Rob just shakes his head.
Obviously, Lifesavers. The Trolley PTOs I had on there. Anything Black Forest or Albanese gummies. I was, you know, that was
gummy evil twins.
Right there, have you seen those? Those are peanut chews right there. Yep. Dude, they're good. Don't knock it until you try it, son.
I've had them. They're terrible.
No, they're not terrible.
I've had them. I wanted to see the wrapper.
Sweetheart Ropes.
So good. Catman, any honorable mentions?
I had the Sprees, just like J-Cap bottle caps. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Sweethearts.
Root beer.
Bottle caps are awful.
Terrible.
Root
beer barrel?
Muddy Bears?
Oh! Muddy Bears are the best. Chocolate covered gummy bears. They are.
Yeah.
You like those, Rob?
Yeah,
Wow. They are like, money.
Yeah. Jolly Ranchers in general are pretty good. I can't believe it lasted that long. Three Musketeers was on my board too.
The people were definitely going to share their voice on some of the things we didn't pick.
Isn't Three Musketeers like the redheaded stepchild to Milky Way and Snickers?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it has like them.
No caramel. No caramel. Has the nougat. No caramel.
And then just Dove chocolates, the small square ones, the sea salt caramel.
They were banging. I've got the variety bag upstairs right now.
inspirational quotes inside of them.
Sea salt is so overrated.
I'm going to fight you right
now. Have you guys ever had Arrowhead Extreme Bites?
Had what?
Arrowhead Extreme Bites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, they're good. They good. Like the white center, they're good.
I don't know what they are. I saw them. Right.
You can get those at your local Rofo.
Pull out your Rofo rewards card, baby.
Bro. I have three honorable mentions. The first one I almost picked, Paydays, caramel and peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
Get mom's vote.
Terrible. This candy.
Cover that in chocolate. You got some.
Yeah, you're too.
This was going to be my fifth round pick to replace Pez because it's just a fun experience. Pop Rocks.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible, too.
I had Pop Rocks.
And one of my favorite candies of all time that no one would vote for, but they're great, is Gobstoppers. The Everlasting Gobstopper.
Yeah, I had them on my list, but all right, Shine. Honorable mentions. A lot have been mentioned.
I had Pop Rocks on my list too. One thing I don't think mentioned yet was Goobers. Essentially Nestle's version of a peanut M&M. I also had Rolos and the one thing I don't think was mentioned either, which loved it as a kid, the thought of eating it now is disturbing, but Fun Dip.
Mm. Oh, so great. That candy stick and the powder.
And yes.
Lick a stick.
Lick a stick.
And then, I'm thinking of Nick L. Nips.
You can bleep that
wax
out.
Bottles. Those will come up later.
The other one that I was.
They are great.
My final pick, I chose the peanut butter M&Ms. But I wanted to pick, because I would probably choose it myself, is the Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, they're good, man. I love Fifth Avenue bars.
That about wraps up our draft. Tough choices.
Can't wait to hear people's worst candy.
We're going to, let's kind of make it quick because we got a couple games coming up and we got a couple things to wrap up the season finale. But so worst candy, we'll go back. Actually, we'll start with Shine. Shine, what's the worst candy?
Smarties.
I disagree.
They're terrible.
I saw them on a lot of lists, though.
They're just, I don't know. It might as well be. What's the difference between a Smartie and a Pez?
They're like softer. Pez are like
consistency, hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still just straight sugar, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Hard sugar. When you get a toy to like pop it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Flexible.
So that's why Smarties is better or worse than Pez.
All right, rapid fire. Twizzlers, they're not good.
Yes, they are.
You get to choose one, Bobby. There's no rapid fire. There's six people behind you.
Fine. Blanchine. I'm sitting at a table right now, and if I started gnawing on this table, it would be the equivalent of gnawing on a noun later. They're the worst, man. They're like concrete.
They're hard as crap.
They are terrible.
They're not harder than Pez.
What? Now or later, like straight diamond.
I cannot believe you take Pez. It's definitely coming in last place now.
Crunch and Munch, Pez.
No, now and later are bad. I think our kids had
dancing. Fifth round picks are the best.
Batman, worst candy.
Necco wafers.
Those are awful. It's real thin, like
yeah. I'm like what? They come in a quarter roll. Like what? They're just yeah.
Play poker with them? I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are bad. I agree. Bo, worst candy?
I was yelling at Bobby. What was his two things he said was worst candy?
Juju fruits and dots?
No. Good and plenties.
Son of a...
They're awful.
Yeah, cover licorice in like this candy coating and it's going to be better. No, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Good and Plenty's and black licorice and crows, like the black dots. Those are all kind of one thing. They're all terrible. J-Cat?
Warheads.
I don't like warheads either.
I want to put it in. Okay, cool. Great. I want to be grossed out and, make sourpuss faces for, 4 minutes. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, it's a regular hard candy.
think of Atomic Fireballs. Remember them?
Oh, I was just going to say that that was my second worst choice. Like, I don't like Fireballs, but my worst choice, and you guys can say Smarties and Necco wafers, but this thing is similar and it's way worse because you can't eat it without eating the freaking paper. Candy buttons are awful. Tell me you've ever got a smooth peel where you just ate the candy button and were like, didn't just like have to go like gnaw some, pick some paper out of your teeth.
But when you do, what
the button is,
they're on paper.
They're awful. Awful.
I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't think I. Candy, so get yourself some tomorrow.
I'll go to Snyder's and.
Rob, you don't know what candy buttons are? You never had one.
No, I know what they are, but I don't think it's been 25 years.
Yeah, probably, they're terrible.
Since I've seen those, or
I have seen those before, definitely.
And wax like bottles are pretty close too. Candy. Wax bottles, nickel nips.
You saw those, Eric, and decided you're going to pay your money to buy that.
I mean, I'm sure I didn't buy it, but they were. I'm sure someone gave them or something. They were
like a novelty for kids. You can like peel them off.
Yeah, they were terrible. Dilts.
Bubblegum and taffy.
Worst pick. Known as your sixth pick.
Nothing that hasn't really been said already. I'll just reiterate Almond Joy and Mounds, and not a huge fan of Mr. Goodbar. Pardon me, he's just attacking
Blanchine's team.
Shots fired at Blanchine.
That's a good one. I like it. He had his tail between his legs earlier. I almost started to feel bad. Almost. Now I'm feeling better. Energized. Ready for the week ahead.
You said ready for the Eliminator.
I'm glad the Eliminator is being eliminated, by the way.
Before we get to the Eliminator, before we get to trivia, we're going to play a new game. It's an extra game. Okay. While we're talking about worst candy, there's an extra game tonight. Okay. So you're going to need something to write down on, okay, or use your phone. And I just need to be able to see your answers all at the same time. So the game is like a Family Feud style game. Candystore.com ranked the top 10 worst Halloween candy. So you're each going to pick one candy you think is the worst candy that they voted for, that you think is the worst. The lowest ranked candy is the winner. So more than one of you may have the same answer. You'll all reveal your picks on camera at the same time. Must be written down to ensure no stealing ideas.
We just put one answer for right now?
Right, what you think the top-ranked worst candy was. Yep, Halloween candy.
Think about when you've gone through all the goods, there's always those scraps left well into, like, November, almost December, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
It's so much better.
Anybody need more time?
MCP pants?
Nope.
All right. Show me your paper so I can jot it down.
Oh, wow.
All right, hold on. It's all shines. Bows. J-Cat is generic skeleton lollipop.
Definitely right, on the list.
Catman, what was yours?
Raisins.
Raisins.
So bad. All right,
so just so you know, this game does not count towards like any of the stats. It's just an extra game. But Blanchine said the candy pumpkins.
Oh, good one.
Roberto said flavored Tootsie Rolls. Catman said raisins. Dilt said candy corn.
Welcome J-Cat to Raven. Said
generic, generic skeleton lollipop. And Bo said good and plenties. Coming at number 10 on the list was black licorice. No one had that. Number 9 was good and plenties. Omar, number 9. So you are, you may see if anybody's loving you. Number 8, it did not specify flavor, but it does say Tootsie Rolls. So, Birdo, you are currently winning in 8 because higher than Good and Plenty's.
How is that possible? Tootsie Rolls are way better than Good and Plenty's.
Next up, Mary Jane's.
Oh. Yeah, they're pretty bad. So bad.
Number 6, Wax Bottles. Number 5, Necco wafers. Number 4, Smarties. Number 3, peanut butter kisses. Those like fake saltwater taffy things are just peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Bad. Oh. Number like 2, red. Circus peanuts.
No.
I think Delta's about to win.
Number 1, one of us did get the number 1 top 10 worst candy. Number 1 worst candy is, according to candystore.com, candy corn. It's the winner trying to steal some thunder from Shine. I thought you guys picked Blanchine. I would actually agree that the candy pumpkins might be worse than the candy corn.
They definitely are.
Much of that, like,
it's more of a candy corn. That's all it is. It's more. It's a bigger.
I wonder how they come up with that poll, because candy corn and candy pumpkins, kids love.
I agree. I was surprised, but the other ones were so bad. I just felt like mentioning them.
That was my wife. We have a bag of it up on the island right now. I'm just like,
I can't tell if I like candy corn or I don't like candy corn.
I like candy corn.
They're okay.
I don't.
You know what's terrible is Indian corn. The brown. That's awful. Is that what it is? Chocolate? It's awful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a chocolate, but it's not. Like, it's
maize. All right, we're gonna jump.
You called it corn.
We're gonna jump right into trivia. We'll start with Bo Mar. Pick number 1 through 6.
Three.
All right, Bo. It's probably the hardest one. All right, listen carefully. According to the American Chemical Society, eating blank fun-sized Halloween candy bars would poison a 180-pound person. But don't worry about death by candy. You'd vomit before you'd be able to down that many candy bars in one sitting. But how many pieces of candy would it take, according to that American Chemical Society? Your choices are 202, 222, 242, or 262. Now, being about a 180-pound man, I am. You can think about how many would I be able to eat before I died by fun-sized candy bars. 242? That is incorrect. It is actually 262 candy bars to kill a 180-pound person.
That's a way to go right there.
Thought it was too random of a fact to not include.
Stein, you want to come to my house for 262 fun-sized bars?
You're going to eat about 342.
Shine, since you won, I'll let you pick the next pick.
Bill's just inviting Jason over to eat 262 candy bars.
Die. Number two.
Franklin Mars, founder of the Mars Company, named the Snickers bar after which family pet? Was it his dog, pig, horse, or cat?
Definitely, this guy rode his horse into town to buy some chocolate. Came back and was like, good job, Snickers. And then looked at the candy and then said, that's what I'm going to name this candy bar, Snickers. So it was horse.
All right. Well, with logic like that, there's no way he could be wrong. Horse is correct.
Boom. That's a true story.
Wow.
I was there.
Chocolate historian, Jason Blanchine.
Mm-hmm. My ancestors were, you know, worked in the cacao fields. Back in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Cacao field.
Cow bean. It's not a cocoa bean.
You're right. Sorry. You're right.
And it's Reese's, not Reese's.
Birdo.
Give me six.
Six. According to a 2020 article by Eater.com, what is the most popular movie theater candy? Nerds, Milk Duds, Bunch of Crunch, Snow Caps.
Yikes. Seriously? What was the third one?
Crunch and Munch. Choices are Nerds, Milk Duds, Bunch of Crunch, and Snow Caps.
What is Bunch of Crunch?
Bunch of Crunch is like little Nestle Crunches, but they're like in like look like little atoms, not like
clusters, bars. Right?
Yeah, like clusters.
I'm going to go with
nucleotides.
The first one that I said everyone seems to get at the movie theater for some reason, Milk Duds.
Peptides?
That is incorrect. You know better than that, Berta. Snow caps are the most popular movie theater candy.
All day, baby. All day.
No one's ordering snow caps at the movie theater.
They're probably including all the older people that
went to movies in the 1920s. A little bit of popcorn.
People like to put in their popcorn. Yeah, I've never done that.
I've never had a snow cap ever. I learned that from Derek, by the way. So that's not
for reals.
Yeah.
Derek, also an avid lover of the Bunch of Crunch. All right. Catman.
Five.
Catman. You got a good one. According to a study by the Smell and Taste Research Foundation in Chicago, which candy mixed with cucumber is a strong aphrodisiac for women? So which candies like smell mixed with cucumbers is a strong aphrodisiac? A, Good and Plenty. B, Sour Patch Kids. C, Skittles. D, Tootsie Rolls.
I'm going to say Tootsie Rolls.
That is incorrect. Somehow the smell of Good and Plenty's mixed with cucumber gets the ladies all riled up.
Wow. Man, not one.
Good and Plenty.
Not one, but two worst lists ever. And then that, like,
yeah.
Not eating it, just the smell of it.
No, I know.
Nature's aphrodisiac.
I don't think any of them are really powerful smells.
Good and Plenty.
Only one correct answer so far in the trivia. J-Cat.
One, sir.
One. Which holiday has the most retail sales of chocolate? This was as of 2018. It's like a 2018 whatever I found. Which holiday? Christmas, Halloween, Easter, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Did say chocolate, not candy, okay? I did say chocolate.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is incorrect.
What? Easter? I'm guessing.
It was actually third place. The top chocolate candy is Easter, $935 million worth. Christmas, $776 million. Valentine's Day, $524 million. And Halloween, $383 million sales of dollars of candy. So
that's surprising.
Easter. Dilts. Last one.
All right.
Dilts, the little piece of paper sticking out the top of a Hershey Kiss wrapper is called what? A flag, a plume, a seal, or the top of the kiss?
Dilts always seems upset that he doesn't like know the answer.
He's more upset about the trivia than drafting.
What is a plume anyway?
It's like a puff of smoke.
It could be the top of a Hershey Kiss wrapper.
I'm gonna guess flag.
Flag is incorrect. The correct answer is a plume.
I was gonna say that.
Made up the plume. Plume is what that little thing sticking out of the kiss wrapper is called, apparently. 1 for 6 in trivia. Tough questions. So we know up next we have the Eliminator, and then we're going to preview a new game for season 2, and then we'll wrap up our season finale. Okay. All right. The Eliminator, Thrillist.com, October 2021, the 30 best Halloween candies of all time. So think about what was drafted, maybe some that weren't drafted, but we go backwards with the Eliminator. So Dilts, I'm going to start with you.
Snickers,
number 3. The rankings don't matter. Just like to throw that out there. J-Cat.
Peanut butter cups.
Number 1. Remember, J-Cat, play to win.
Always.
Save the obscure. Bo.
Going with Twizzlers, baby.
Twizzlers, number 16. I can't believe that's what you picked already. Twizzlers. Catman.
Milky Way,
number 23. Bro.
Skittles
is number 20.
M&M's, peanut M&M's.
All right, M&M's is on there. So just, and there's no other M&M's, so you guys don't have to worry about other M&M's. M&M's was number 14. Back to Dilts.
Twix.
Twix is number 2, actually. J-Cat?
Three Musketeers. It's somehow...
Three Musketeers is not on the list.
What? Every time J-Cat picks something good, that's just not on the list.
D'Artagnan.
All right, Bo.
Starburst,
number 11. Catman.
Butterfinger,
number 5. Bro.
Kit Kat,
number 4. Jason.
Almond Joys
are not on the top 30 Halloween candy of all time.
Wow.
Wow.
No one's handing out Almond Joys at Halloween. They don't get the
Halloween. Now I'm starting to doubt my third round pick.
Well, if it's not in the top 30, it shouldn't have been on this list.
Hershey's bar, like the Hershey bar?
Hershey bars, yep. I think a lot of people are going to give us flack for not drafting that. Hershey bar is number 10.
Because whack.
Bo?
Swedish fish
are not on the list.
Wow.
So Swedish. You get Swedish fish at Halloween. There's little bags.
Yeah.
All, time. I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. I'm not playing, so it is. It can be tough. All right, Catman.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces, number 9.
Look whose team is looking stronger by the minute.
Milk Duds.
Milk Duds, number 24, 25, something like that. Back to Dilts. We got Dilts, Catman, and Bro.
Whoppers.
Whoppers are on the list.
Really?
Catman?
York Peppermint Patties.
Oh.
York Peppermint Patties are not on the list.
Eliminated.
You've been eliminated. So, Birdo, you got to name one, or Dilts is the winner of the Eliminator.
Tootsie Roll Pops.
That is not
on the list.
Flavored Tootsie Rolls and Blow Pops are on the list, but Tootsie Roll Pops are not on the list. There are lots of choices that were not said, such as 100 Grand, Mr. Good Bar, Nestle Crunch, Heath Bars, Baby Ruth's, Junior Mints, Haribo Gummies, Paydays, Nerds, Laffy Taffies, Blow Pops, Runts, Sour Patch Kids, Jolly Ranchers, and Airheads for the top 30 Halloween candies of all time.
No one picked Baby Ruth somehow. Like, no one drafted Baby Ruth. Yeah.
Baby Ruth?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you never know. Heath bars, I don't agree with, but
I had Baby Ruth on my list, but I felt like Mr. Good Bar and Almond Joy was enough nuts to deal with in one night.
Yeah, should have picked Mr. Good Bar to stay in the Eliminator.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do a quick preview of an upcoming game for season 2. It's a word association game. Okay. So I'm going to pick something related to tonight's episode. So candy, it's a type of candy. So every time we do it, it'll be related to the episode. And I'm going to give you short clues, one at a time, that are associated with it. The clues start out vague and then they gradually get more obvious. All right. These clues are made up by me. So if you can think like me, then you have an advantage. Now, anyone can answer at any time. The first person to say it gets the point. However, if you say a wrong answer, you cannot guess any more that turn. So choose carefully. You can't just start shouting out. If you shout out it's wrong, you're done that round. We're only going to do 2 tonight. Typically, we'll do a couple. All right. So if you think you know it after the first clue, you can say it. You don't just say it out loud. Chewy. Not chewy.com. Just Chewy. Cowtails is not correct. Shine your silence for this rest of this round.
Swedish fish.
That is incorrect. You are silent for the rest of this round. I would wait for some more clues. So your first clue is Chewy. Your second clue is Thurgood Jenkins's girlfriend.
Abba Zabba.
Oh! That is incorrect.
I don't know what it is. Come on. I'm in love with her.
Mary Jane. 3?
Yes.
Clue. What'd you say, J-Cat?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane is correct. That piece of terrible candy.
Mm-hmm.
Other clues were cannabis moniker, molasses and peanut butter, and yellow wrapper was the 5th clue. I thought it would give it away. Mary Jane's
awesome. My only friend.
You said Abba Zabba. That's his girlfriend.
Kevin Jenkins, Dave Chappelle pops on my head.
Abba I can't Zabba believe you knew his name. All right, last one. Clue number 1 for this candy is alliteration. Clue 2, Brock's. B-R-A-C-H. Clue number 3, isosceles.
Nope.
Clue number 4, Halloween. And clue number 5.
Candy corn.
That is correct. Candy corn is correct.
It's a isosceles triangle.
Your last clue was tricolored. Candy corn is correct. You guys like that game?
Yes.
Word association?
Yeah.
The tension was building on that second one. Everyone was silent.
Like,
I almost blurted out Peppermint Patty because of alliteration.
I had Kit Kat in my head.
Can't believe I messed up Mary Jane. Abba Zabba.
But you did Pez.
So, fellas, that is it for episode 10. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank you all for doing the podcast. It takes a lot of time for some of us, an effort to prepare. But I think it's worth it. I also want to thank Derek for joining us on a few episodes and doing the artwork for each one. Check out Derico 13 on all his, all major social media platforms. And I also want to thank the fans for listening to season one of Life's a Draft. We love doing the podcast and appreciate the votes, comments, and downloads. Continue to listen and help spread the word. If you're interested in being a guest on a future episode or have any ideas for a draft topic, reach out to one of us and we'll see what happens. So guys, I'm going to call you one-on-one. Any closing thoughts on tonight's episode or season one as a whole? Jason.
I love the way that I ended the season on top. You guys can, you know, gives you something to work for towards season two. And I'm not going to give up this throne very easily.
Are you sure? Because you drafted Almond Joy, Mr. Goodbar.
I want to say you're on top right now, but that's not, this is the last episode.
Bo, right? If I lose the throne, I hope it's to you.
Almond Joy. You picked Almond Joy is not going to win, and Pez isn't going to win. That's all I'm saying right now. That's all I'm saying.
You're off because people, I'll tell you what, I think I have three people's favorite candies. Peanut butter cups, Skittles, Almond Joy.
But yeah, but most of the Almond Joy people like are dead.
Or they're in the ground.
Or don't like have the internet.
6 feet deep.
Yeah. Hey, baby. Don't really know about that Almond Joy nowadays.
Yeah, Bo, I don't, you don't, when people vote, I know you said you vote, but people are voting for like one or two of the choices. They don't get down to that fifth pick. They don't care about the, they don't care about the team as a whole. Still, it's any last words.
I just want to point out when, even when Cheyenne gets his first win, I still added two more W's to my resume in the same podcast, but it was a fun season. If I really do have a fan club, I want to give a shout out to all of them and please vote for me next time.
Well, they don't know it's you.
Well, if they listen to this, they might.
That's true. Catman, any last words on tonight's episode or season one?
For the count for Nougat, we said it 8 times tonight throughout the podcast. And we have one Mars rule. That's it. Just one.
Thank God.
You just said it again. It makes it 2.
True. That's 2, technically.
Bo, if your team name isn't Mars Bar,
Mars Bar.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, man, I used to hate that because everybody would be like, Mars Bar, like just make fun of me. You know what I mean? So.
Well, they used to just call me fat and said I had a rat tail. So I guess you made out on that one.
They were too busy throwing Mars bars at you.
Yeah.
Hey, Kat, fat boy. At any point in your life, Kat, did you have an earring?
No, that's one thing I've never had.
Interesting. Yeah, I can see you having a dangle cross at one point in your life.
Dude, really?
Hand in hand with a rat tail.
Yeah, like a skull, like 3 chains and a skull.
I've never owned an IROC Z28, so therefore I can't have that. Oreo Speedwagon t-shirt.
J-Cat, any last words?
Yeah. this is a lot of fun. I've got to get up at 4:15 tomorrow, and I still was like, nope, I'm going to do the podcast because I enjoy just doing it with you guys. It's a lot of fun. I hope everybody else gets as much enjoyment out of listening to it and voting as I do making it with you guys. So just thank you for the opportunity to be here each time we record. And let's kick ass in season 2.
And Birdo?
I think season 1 was a success. We've all kind of come into our own. It's gradually morphed into a high quality podcast with a lot of debate. We have fans. It's a pleasure. And I think it's funny how we are so competitive, but at the same time, we'll throw out a pick like Pez or Popstar just because we like it ourselves. So good times, good people. You know, I always leave with one Bible verse. I'll leave you with Joshua 1:9.
And so in episode 1 of season 2, a couple of weeks from now, we'll have the results from season 1, the tally of all the trivia questions, the eliminator wins, and who won the most drafts. And we'll do that. So that's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and tell a friend. Season 2 is coming soon. Don't forget to check out the new website. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com. /LADP for Life's a Draft Podcast.
You know, worst show ever, Fraggle Rocks. I watch it all the time.
Fraggle Rocks, floral. Like Walmart's.
It's floral.